on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Yeah, how do you feel about forgiveness, especially if it's a family member? Man, Jess is struggling with this right now. And I know family's tough, right? Because it's like people you just don't want to give up on no matter what the situation is.
Especially, I think, when you almost come to terms with the fact that they might not be in your life. And that's kind of where my family was at this point. My dad has had basically no relationship with his little sister for the last 7 years.
Yeah.
And a lot of things have happened. And I think the in most simplest terms, just family drama that has been packed on over a long, long time. And ultimately, there was a kind of a breaking point at my college graduation. And not only did she have a lot of issues with my parents, but it was something that our relationship also, I think, was really toxic. And it was tough because she was someone that I looked up to so much. And all of us had kind of come to terms that she wouldn't be in our life anymore. And this week she actually reached out to my parents and not only wants to basically rebuild her relationship with them, but also with me.
So Jess talked about this on our Uncensored podcast yesterday. In case you don't know, we have an Uncensored podcast. Heads up on that. That's an Uncensored podcast. So like before you're like, oh my God, you didn't know you guys had a podcast. I'm going to listen to that with my kids. Just heads up. It's Uncensored. So like we say cuss words and stuff. I'm going to play a clip of this because I know we talk a lot about family dynamics on this show. Mm-hmm. Just so you know, in case you're like, oh my God, my family's the only screwed up family. It's not. We all have screwed up family dynamics as well. So you might feel more welcome to listen to our podcast as well to know that you're not alone in that. But just know, like if you're struggling with also feeling like, oh my gosh, like, wait, my family gets in these really weird dynamics too. Listen to Jess's situation because you might hear some of yourself in this as well. Here's Jess's story. Listen.
I feel like hopeful, excited, and uncomfortable at the same time because there's a lot that's happened. So my parents haven't been speaking to my dad's sister for about like 7 years now. And there was a really big falling out at one of my other aunt's funerals that went down. And it was really sad. And she had been in a really bad place and has been struggling with a lot. But I think sometimes she would take that out on family. She would take that out on me. She would take that out on my dad. And it was tough, especially for my relationship with her, because she was just someone in my life that I never thought wouldn't be there. Like the closeness that I had with her is like the closeness that I have with Abby and Maya. Mm. And I can't imagine Abby and Maya and myself having a falling out and like them cutting me out of their life and me hurting them in the way that she's hurt me before.
Yeah.
So when she was treating me this way and like there was just all this kind of stuff happening and me not having the capacity at that time to understand and comprehend like how my auntie could be treating me this way, it was really, really sad. Mm. And so there has, at this point in our lives, I just felt like that was it. Like that was our reality. Like we weren't going to have a relationship with her and she has kids. And so that makes me sad that my sister and I don't have a relationship with them because it gets complicated, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And she reached out a couple days ago to my dad, and she left this voicemail that he said felt very sincere. And he said that she sounded like herself for the first time in a really long time.
Wow.
And she just reached out and was basically like, I would love to sit down with you guys and, you know, just have a conversation, see how you are, like, let me know. And they ended up speaking that night and going to her house. And my dad sent me the selfie of it was my dad, my mom, and my aunt. And my uncle was like, is this AI? Like, it was crazy. And like, she did say that when she is ready, that she wants to reach out to my sister and I and have a conversation with us too, because my aunt had said, like, I don't even know Jessica as a married woman. And I think that I'm a little like nervous and scared to almost start that again because I don't know what that's going to feel like. And it's going to bring up a lot of feelings that we're going to have to go through again. And so it's like, this is the first time I have experienced someone coming back into your life that you felt like wasn't going to at some point. Like I had accepted that. And there's been so much time. So this is the first time in my life that I'm really going to have to practice and like work through the experience of forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of elements with it too, aside from family history, but mental health issues and things that she's still going through and working through right now. And I think I'm nervous to have to bring up.
So it's a whole long discussion. It's on our podcast, and if it sounds like something you're going through, I think you could really appreciate the conversation.
Right.
It's over on Kramer and Jess Uncensored, and that's you can get that literally anywhere you get podcasts. You know, it's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Go find us over on there. But thank you for sharing, Jessica Dutra.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.